Millions of Americans know the devastating effects of breast cancer, either through a personal encounter or by witnessing a loved one's battle with the disease. In 2003 alone, 181,646 women were diagnosed with breast cancer, the second most common form of cancer in women. That same year, breast cancer claimed the lives of 41,619 women. Learning all we can about breast cancer and promoting breast cancer awareness are critical to treatment and to ultimately finding a cure. To best equip ourselves in the fight against breast cancer, we must ensure that adequate funding is available for research. With this goal in mind, I voted in favor of H.R. 1132, the National Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program Reauthorization Act, in March of this year. The bill was signed into law by President Bush on April 20th, reauthorizing the National Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program and making available breast and cervical cancer screenings to low-income and uninsured women. The bill also increased authorized funding for the program by 36% to $275 million over the next 5 years, expanding accessibility to more women across the country. This week, the House of Representatives will be voting on H.R. 1236, a bill addressing the United States Postal Service Breast Cancer Research Stamp, introduced by Congressman William Lacey Clay of Missouri. If passed into law, H.R. 1236 would make the Breast Cancer Research Stamp permanent, meaning the stamp would no longer have to be periodically reauthorized by Congress. I plan on voting in favor of this legislation and will continue to work closely with my colleagues in the House of Representatives as well as President Bush to make certain that breast cancer research and early detection programs have all the necessary funding.